program. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy them on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
All right, once again, 800-259-9231. So to bring our listeners up to speed that are just tuning in, the end of last hour, we had yet another chemtrail caller dial in. And so before we continue taking calls, because when one calls, it seems like five call in after that. Because we don't toe the line on the chemtrail issue. We are not true believers, as some of our listeners apparently are. However, there are things worth possibly considering. And I think that we have considered the options, all of us. I think we've all considered the possibility that this sort of behavior is an option for government, putting chemicals out over the population. We know for a fact, Mark, that in the mid-90s, they did it in Florida.
Yeah, Malthion spraying for mosquitoes. And it, you know, they basically told you about it at that point. Hey, watch out and be sure to rinse your car off because it could take off the paint and stuff. Real disturbing.
Yeah, and there was some disturbing fallout that came from that with certain people's health. And it was certainly not a safe thing to do, to spray chemicals from the sky. So if it's actually happening, it's a terrible idea. It's not like any of us would be in favor of spraying people from the sky. I don't think any of us would be in favor of that.
I would say that there's no damn way you're ever going to prove it.
Well, maybe you can after the fact, and that's why I'm going to throw these guys a bone here, okay? There are people on hold that want to talk about the chemtrail thing. Before we go to your calls, I'm going to throw you a bone. This is from The Guardian. Now, the last caller was saying, oh, they would never report this on Fox and blah, blah, blah. Well, The Guardian is talking about something that actually happened in the past. And the story is from back in 2002 is when it was written. But it's interesting, and one of the, you know, chemtrail people sent this to me. So, to be fair, we're going to share this with you. The Ministry of Defense turned large parts of the country into a giant laboratory to conduct a series of secret germ warfare tests on the public. A government report just released provides for the first time a comprehensive official history of Britain's biological weapons trials between 1940 and 1979. So almost 40 years of tests. Many of these tests involved releasing potentially dangerous chemicals and microorganisms over vast swaths of the population without the public being told. While details of some secret trials have emerged in recent years, the 60-page report reveals new information about more than 100 covert experiments. The report reveals that military personnel were briefed to tell any inquisitive inquirer the trials were part of research projects into weather and air pollution. The tests carried out by the government scientists at Porton Down were designed to help the military, or the Ministry of Defense, rather, assess Britain's vulnerability if the Russians were to have released clouds of deadly germs over the country. In most cases, the trials did not use biological weapons, but alternatives which scientists believe would mimic germ warfare and which the MOD claimed were harmless. But families in certain areas of the country who have children with birth defects are saying differently. And so, again, you know, it goes on to identify a number of the different things that they did here, and, you know, the different testing periods and the tests that they ran and some of the chemicals. So there you go. There's some hard evidence that governments have engaged in behavior that is exactly as the conspiracy people are suggesting.
Okay. Now, how's that going for us?
What do you mean?
Well, fighting it. Now we have proof. The government, at least Great Britain, has sprayed chemicals from the sky. What are we going to do about it?
That's a great question, Mark.
Not a damn thing. Nothing. This, you know, I mean, people mutter about they're spraying chemicals from the sky. They're killing us. But really? This is, they're spraying chemicals from the sky and quite possibly killing people off? Is, you know, they're going to put us all in death camps? Well, time to pick up the shotgun then, mister. Time to head to Washington, D.C. and start shooting politicians, if that's what they're doing. If they're up in the sky spraying poison, that's your next choice, because you're never going to stop them.
Right.
You can't vote them out. You can't stop them.
Yeah, it's great. I want to know, and we'll get to that here when we take these calls, but I'd like to know from you, if you're one of these chemtrail zealots, you know, what exactly is your plan? Is it to keep telling people, look up at the sky, because that's what one of them told us. You should go out and look at the sky, and then what? okay, there are some contrails. I don't know if they're chemtrails or contrails, because you can't really tell the difference. They claim that one stays around longer, but then again, actual tests have shown that contrails can stick around if the conditions are right. So, you know, it doesn't really matter if you can identify them. Let's just presume they are chemicals. Then what do? Run around like, you know, a chicken with his head cut off, trying to find a gas mask, and, you know, walk around with a gas mask on all the time, like Michael Jackson with his little hospital mask that he wears? I mean, come on. We're all healthy. People are all living longer, healthier lives today. I mean, the claims that these people make fly in the face of reality.
Right. I mean, I still can't get the point. If there really are all these chemtrails out there, where are the people living that are releasing them? The people, the masterminds of this whole thing. Where's their family living?
Yeah, are they telling their families to stay home during the day and put on gas masks so they can be immune?
These chemtrails are supposedly all over the world, not just in the United States. I've heard claims that they're all over the entire world. How can we get away from them? How can the masterminds protect themselves? How are they not being mind-controlled or getting unhealthy or whatever it is?
You know what I think this is? It's really just a big, colossal waste of time. People are spending hours and hours. The conspiracy people love to brag about how many hours of research they put into things. That way they can, you know, pretend like they're special because they've done all this research. Well, look, all you've done is just thrown away hours of your time into figuring out this conspiracy. Nothing's going to come of this. Nothing's going to change. Just like Mark said, you can't vote these people out. Incumbents get reelected to the tune of 90%, you know, in the 90th percentile in many cases. Washington, D.C. isn't going to change because you found some pictures of some trails in the sky. So really, it's all totally irrelevant, at least for what we're doing. And what we're doing is we're talking about liberty and freedom and spreading the message of freedom and liberty. It's much more infectious than some conspiracy theory about chemicals in the sky. It makes more sense. It's something that people can get, you know, with very little explanation. You can understand what liberty is about. But right. We don't have to jump through a bunch of hoops to try to convince somebody that we're being sprayed from the heavens.
There's plenty of examples to point out where the government's going wrong that are obvious to everyone. We did a story at the beginning of a woman who was shot dead. Her infant was shot, and she was shot dead by the police busting down her door. Now, that's hard evidence.
You don't have to convince anyone that this happened.
It happened.
There's a news story. It's going on. It's really deadly.
Right. Let's go to the phone calls, see what you have to say. Talk to Rich in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich.
Yeah, you can sit out on your balcony here in Las Vegas with binoculars, and you can watch them crisscross the sky with that. And I grew up near an Air Force base, and I've been hunting all my life, and I've been looking in the sky for 40 years.
Isn't that
and
nice?
I know a B-52 contrail, and I know when I see somebody turn the thing on and right in the middle of the sky, and he goes across. I don't know what it is.
I'm glad you have enough time to sit around and watch planes fly around in the sky. That's great.
Well, I just do it on having a cigarette on my balcony.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is either.
You know, Genesis Communication Network is basically a network full of nitwits.
Okay.
And it's probably a disinfo operation.
Why don't you explain what that means?
Alex doesn't even want to talk about it anymore.
Do you think my Jewish overlords are writing me a check?
It's going across the sky. Who knows what it is? But you take the people, they're the nitwits? I don't think so. You guys are the nitwits.
Can you answer any of the questions we asked before we got
Ask me a question.
What's that?
Ask me a question.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know. You got a good, you know, I'd like to, maybe I'll talk to Shelley Berkeley next time I see her. And
I don't know who the hell you're talking about, man.
I know who Shelley Berkeley is.
You know who she is?
No.
She's a congressman from Nevada.
Okay.
All right? So, I mean.
So you're going to talk to your congressman,
people
huh?
like you on the radio tell people that there's nothing they can do about it. I really know what your motive is.
We're looking for you. We're asking you what you're going to do about it, and all you're saying, you're going to call your congressman. Yeah, that's going to do a lot, buddy. Give me a break. You got anything else? Any other ideas? I mean, you certainly have enough time to sit out on your back porch, smoke a bunch of cigarettes, look up at the sky. Certainly you're thinking about what you could possibly do about the situation, right?
Sure. And one other thing. Ron Paul, he was the biggest scam out of Texas.
Scam?
There wasn't one ad in Las Vegas, Nevada for Ron Paul.
He what?
There wasn't. He was the biggest scam. All those people that gave him money, it was a lackluster attempt at just becoming president. It was a scam.
Talk about a negative Nancy. Get off my phones. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. I'd like to address that a little bit further, but he wasn't worth holding on to. We'll talk about Ron Paul and whether or not he was a scam in moments.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
At 1-800-259-9231, Sickles CAI toll free line for you. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. So enjoy those on us, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your download and convenience. So enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Pork Fest, is June 9th through the 15th. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to see firsthand why Ron Paul loves New Hampshire and its activists, as well as expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Going to address a couple of the things the last caller brought up. Since he was such a downer, I had to get him off the phones. But I did take a few notes about what he said, and I think it deserves a response, at least. First, he suggested that we are part of a disinformation network. Well, for our radio listeners that don't know what he was referring to when he mentioned Genesis Communications Network, allow me to explain. Most radio talk shows, like ours, don't mention their networks on the air. Rush Limbaugh does. He says the EIB network, but that's not really his network.
No, it's not.
That's just made up.
It's made up.
You know, most of them, Michael Savage doesn't talk about how he's on the talk radio network. You know, Sean Hannity doesn't mention that he works for ABC radio networks. So that's kind of a transparent thing to most radio audiences. But for our internet listeners, many of whom are listening live via the network stream, they are very intimately familiar with the Genesis Communications Network. And GCN, as it is called, is kind of has been a network that for a long time has been known to have, well, oh, I don't know, conspiracy crackpot shows on the air. I mean, for lack of a better term. And that's we're kind of one of their breakout shows. We're not the conspiracy crackpot show. We're more of a mainstream program.
I try to look at it all objectively, you know. I try to look at every one of these things that is brought before me objectively. Does this make sense? Is this possible? What are we going to do about it? That kind of thing. But I just don't see chemtrails.
I was still talking about GCN, the network. And I don't want to make it sound like the whole network's that way. They've also got other shows on the weekend. You know, they've got kind of the staple shows like the home talk shows and the pet shows, and which absolutely have nothing to do with the kooky conspiracy stuff. But still, the bulk of their programming during the week is kind of the conspiracy theory shows. And there's a huge, there's a huge outlet for people that want to listen. There's a lot of people that want to listen to that stuff, and so they make money off of doing it. And the last caller was and I love the Genesis Communications Network. They gave us one of the greatest opportunities we've ever had, and that was to be syndicated. Radio show.
It's been real nice working with them.
So thank you to Ted Anderson and the rest of the crew over there at GCN. They got behind Free Talk Live when no one else would, and it's worked out for them, and it's worked out for us. That's why we're still here, and they're still there. Everybody's making money. So the last guy suggested we're part of a disinformation network, which the suggestion there is that would mean that Ted Anderson, the owner of Genesis Communications Network, is working for the CIA or NSA or something like that. And the fact that he created this network, the Genesis Communications Network, to put all these ideas out there was to simply throw people off the trail, to give them disinformation so they don't know what's going on out there in the world.
Talk about a nutty conspiracy theory.
Yeah. I mean, see, this is what you'll get into. When you find out about the world of the conspiracy theorists, you'll end up discovering that they actually have conspiracy theories about their own people. So, like, there are theories out there. You might have heard of Alex Jones. He's kind of like the number one conspiracy guy. I don't know Alex. I've traded a couple emails with him. Seems like a hell of a nice guy to me. I've got nothing against Alex Jones at all. I only bring him up because he's the most well-known, I think, of the bunch. And there are conspiracy theories about Alex Jones out there. You know, the guy who gets on the radio every day of the week and rants and raves about the federal government and how bad it is and how, you know, the terrible things they're doing to people.
He's not talking about chemtrails enough.
Apparently, yeah, exactly. And so now Ted Anderson, the head of Genesis Communications Network, is being brought into the allegations, suggesting he's a disinformation.
And so are we. I mean, if I am part of the global conspiracy, where's my check? That's all I want.
Well, they're just going to say you're lying, Mark. You're getting a check.
I'm not saying I can't be bought off. I'm just asking, where's my check?
Well, I can tell you that
please, one of our banking superiors out there, the lizard people or whomever is running this global conspiracy. I don't know if it's the Teutonic Knights. I don't know if it's aliens. I don't know if it's My Little Pony. I don't care. Write me a check. And I'll say what you want. I'll be your voice box. I just need a check. That's all.
We met Ted Anderson last year for the first time because we don't all live in the same place.
Makes a mean bratwurst.
He came out here to New Hampshire during the Ed and Elaine Brown situation, and he himself put together an entire event, a concert event, and it was a fundraiser for Ed and Elaine Brown, this nice old couple that was standing up against the federal government. And Ted Anderson is a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
There's no disinformation going on here. I mean, we take calls about anything. There are no calls that are screened out. I mean, if we were putting disinformation out there, we'd be very, very careful about what we let on the air. I think the disinformation, if anything, is, you know, the Sean Hannity show, where if you disagree, you probably aren't going to get on the air with him.
Right. Why would we let a guy on who's going to... He's blowing the lid off of our whole conspiracy. Why would we let him on?
Yeah, as soon as he made an accusation like that, we could just hit a dump button and he'd disappear off the air.
Seven seconds of his audio in the past is gone.
No, you can have 80 seconds of delay these days, Mark.
True.
We could delay an entire minute of the show. You'd never know that caller was on the air.
It's all a matter of how far down the rabbit hole you want to go, I think. I mean, I'm willing to look down it, poke around a little bit for entertainment purposes more than anything, but it gets pretty dark and creepy down there. There's conspiracy theories that I don't know who creates them. I'm sure there are. Maybe there are some disinformation conspiracies out there. I know that this isn't one of them.
That's why I don't like these conspiracy theory type things, because you just can't prove them. And if you can convince somebody that it's true, what are you guys going to do about it? Letter writing campaigns to your Congress critters?
How many of them
don't care?
How many of them are going to stop paying taxes?
How many of them are going to move for liberty?
Most of them aren't.
No.
Because they're also concerned about things like the last thing he brought up, Ron Paul was a scam. Well, the idea that Ron Paul raised all this money and he didn't win any elections, so therefore he was a scam?
I don't think he was a scam. I think that, I don't think Ron Paul was as serious about being president as a lot of his supporters were as serious about him being president, you know?
Right.
Wait a minute.
I have a problem.
What do you
with
mean he wasn't serious about it?
Well, he knew it was a long shot at best. He said that from the beginning. He said his main purpose was to get the message of freedom and liberty out there more than to get elected himself.
That's why
he never missed
money.
He never missed a single vote in the House. What about the rest of them? They let their senatorial seats just ride while they were out running for president. They took it seriously. He didn't.
I don't think that's fair.
He put his presidential campaign on hold while he re-ran for his House seat because he knew he could get that.
Well, yeah, he knew he wasn't gonna win the presidency, but he never said he was going to win. He never said he was. I mean, he made it very clear that it was an educational mission. I don't think there was anything scamish about that. I knew exactly what I was contributing money towards,
and you were contributing money towards the libertarian message being spread.
Right.
Many people were contributing money towards Ron Paul being the next president of the United States.
Well, I'm sorry if this was their very first libertarian campaign they've ever paid any attention to, but Ron Paul did better than any other libertarian candidate has ever done in the history of the libertarian movement. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. To get on the list, I sent out actually a couple updates today. One of them was about the auction we're doing. You can go to auction.freetalklive.com. Place your bid on the second banner on our website. So it's right up there, almost at the top.
That's the top. That's the big one.
You will get it. Not quite the big one. The big one, SACL CAI, and that one's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere ever. So
second to SACL, you can bid on that, get it for an entire month to promote whatever you want to promote, pretty much. I mean, we reserve the right to reject it if it's something awful, like, I don't know, racism or something like that. But otherwise, pretty much anything goes. So place your bid. Bidding starts at $1. Head over to auction.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so want to continue this short discussion about Ron Paul, and we'll get back into the phone calls here. But the caller earlier this hour suggested that Ron Paul was a big old scam, and he took a bunch of people's money and didn't do anything.
Well, I got to say, all the money I donated to him is money well spent in my eyes.
You know,
yeah, I feel good about the money I spent.
The fact that the Ron Paul revolution occurred was worth the money that I donated, whatever.
I understand that there may be some people out there that don't have perspective. That they don't, you know, they've never been involved in a libertarian campaign before, and they see Ron Paul's, you know, pulling 5% down south, 4% up to 7 or 8% up here in the Northeast, and, you know, certainly bigger percentages in the caucuses, but pulling, you know, not doing so great.
So he did outperform Rudy Giuliani in many cases, Fred Thompson as well. So, I mean, he didn't do terrible.
And McCain in some cases, too.
Right. So, but I can understand that people not having experience could see that and be disappointed and want to lash out and be very angry at Ron Paul or his campaign. Was his campaign managed as well as it could have been? I don't know. I'm not a campaign management expert. I'm not going to comment on that. Doesn't really matter to me. When you give money to a political campaign, you pretty much know that it's not going to be spent in the way you would have spent it. That much you can be sure of. But you give money to a political campaign like a Ron Paul campaign because it's doing something valuable. That's why you're giving money to them, because you want them to continue doing it. Was it the best way to spend $20 million? No. No, not at all. I won't ever go to bat to suggest that a political campaign is
but
the best way to
get
spend
people
money.
To donate $20 million to any other cause, though.
That's
Ron
exactly right.
Paul was feasible as, you know, he's been elected
right.
11 terms
there
in
was
the
nothing
U.S. House of Representatives.
There was nothing else going on out there to compete with him to donate to. Somebody suggested at one point that, like, a libertarian movie would be a cool thing to spend $20 million on, and I would agree. Absolutely, that's the case. But there's no one out there producing that movie asking people for money. If they're producing the movie, they're doing it with their own money, or they've got investors, and that's already something they've ironed shut. Like you say, Mark, there's nothing else out there to contribute to. That was the campaign of the moment, and millions of people decided to throw some money in, or at least hundreds of thousands. I don't know what the totals were, but a lot of people decided to throw money in, and they got exactly what they paid for. They got a political campaign that went out there and talked about liberty, and is still out there. He hasn't withdrawn from the race.
You know, and when I saw him speak, the times that I did see him speak, it was one of the most exciting moments, it's certainly as far as a politician ever goes, in my life. I really enjoyed it.
Well, he awoke so many people. I mean, there were so many instances where I got to talk to people about freedom and liberty through Ron Paul that I might not have gotten the chance to otherwise, talking about, say, presidential candidates and get into Ron Paul, and then can segue that into talking about the greater issues of freedom and liberty and smaller government from there. Some of those conversations wouldn't have been possible if Ron Paul wasn't running. Mm. So it's just those small conversations with, say, coworkers or something that I'm not going to convince them overnight,
sure.
But that Ron Paul gave me an in, and then, so now they know my political background and they ask me questions every now and then. And slowly but surely changing some minds. So while he was able to change minds when he was going across the country, well, it also gave ins for other people to talk about his message as well.
The toll-free number here for you is 800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment on this or whatever's on your mind. So we continue with your phone calls. Let's go to Ed in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ed.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, great.
I guess my comments are directed towards all these conspiracy theorists and
okay.
What the true danger is to us that are serious about the freedom movement is that if Washington is successfully able to portray those of us that are serious about the freedom movement and one day achieving liberty, if they can portray us to the non-participating members of American society as a bunch of crackpots, as a bunch of, you know, conspiracy theorists, mm-hmm. then what that enables them to do is things like they did to Bernard von Nothaus, just to go in there, confiscate all his property without warrants, without anything, in broad daylight, and basically get away with it.
You're talking about Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar. They took millions of dollars in silver and gold and actual hard currency because, well, they don't like competition.
Oh, sure, they don't like competition, but what I'm getting at is what enabled them to do that in broad daylight and get away with it is that the non-participating members of American society regard us in the freedom movement, libertarians, as these conspiracy theorists, aliens, UFOs, and all this other wacky nonsense.
I've been accused of just that myself. And,
yeah.
Somebody said, you're a libertarian. Do you believe in aliens? And I said, well, I believe that perhaps there's life on other planets, and I imagine some of it's intelligent, but I really don't believe in interstellar space travel. I don't think that any of it's visited here. but I don't think that that really has anything to do with me being libertarian any more than it would have anything to do with me there being people that believe in aliens that are Republicans and Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a believed in aliens, and he was the president of the local AFL-CIO chapter. He was a Democrat, blue and blue. So
And again, I mean, these things are all fascinating. I mean, some of them I find fascinating. But as you gentlemen have stated on numerous occasions, it has absolutely nothing to do with the battle between freedom and socialism and freedom and communism. It has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with it. And you know, and in fact, every time we discuss it, bring it up, attach any of this stuff to ourselves, we damage ourselves. We're assisting Washington. You know, we're already out. Capitalized. I mean, we don't have any money to compete against Washington. We don't have guns or bullets. We have nothing at our disposal. I mean, we're outnumbered, 100 to 1. And just it helps to further assist them to just walk all over us without having to fire a single shot.
Yeah, I think it's an excellent point, and it's something that Ron Paul during his campaign was running into a whole lot. People were portraying him as a nut because he had conspiracy theorists who supported him, therefore he must be a conspiracy theorist. So it's something that he was trying to shake off his whole campaign.
All right, and when they shut him out of the debates, was there any great outcry among the U.S. population? No, because he's a libertarian. He's a nut. Even when you looked at the commentators, Ron Paul, he's a nut. He's that libertarian guy. Mm-hmm. You know, there was no outcry in America that, you know, a candidate was not being heard, that it was intentionally being, blackballed from participating in
any
of the...
Well, to be fair to most Americans, they just don't pay attention to politics, so they're just too busy to care at all, to be fair to them.
And, I just think that we really, you know, those of us that are serious about the freedom movement, we really need to get a lot more professional about how we go about conducting, you know, this battle against Washington. And, if we don't prevail in this, and not to sound overly dramatic, but, I mean, we do represent liberty's last gasp. I mean, it's, you know,
freedom in America is at stake. You're absolutely right, Ed. It was a great call tonight. Thank you for making it.
Not just the conspiracy theorists, but the white supremacists, too. We get painted with that same brush.
1-800-259-9231. Certainly, Ron Paul came up against that as well. You're right. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Still time for your calls here. And let's see who we got here. Ryan is coming up. Paula is on the line. We'll talk to Paula and take your calls about whatever. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD, normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly. Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
The national savings rate has plummeted to an all-time low, while household debt is at an all-time high. The answer is not the creation of more debt. Using the innovative interest-canceling money merge account program, along with existing banking tools, we offer you the power to pay off your mortgage in a fraction of the time and potentially save thousands in interest, all without refinancing an existing mortgage or interrupting your lifestyle. This is not a biweekly or a debt roll-down program, but a powerful and unique interest-canceling mechanism. It is estimated that in just 18 months, our team alone has helped American homeowners get on track to save $500 million in interest. Agents are standing by. To learn more, please call 866-563-4442 or visit us on the web at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. That's 866-563-4442 or freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. Results will vary and are determined by individual finance situations. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer or a solicitation to lend or extend credit. Call us now at 866-563-4442 or visit us online at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. Sickles CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy them on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com, order all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, from t-shirts to hats to hoodies and more. You'll find it all at store.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and the fun. Paula in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Hi, guys. There's a few things I want to touch on, some of the things that you just said or were talking about. Ron Paul, for instance, he is very serious about being president, and I just jumped all over CNN because they're now putting Nader's name up there instead of his. And I even called the FBI on him about voter fraud. But anyway, this thing that you're talking about, the chemtrails, a gentleman came on Coast to Coast one night that it's actually doing this, and there are poisons they're using, aluminum, lithium, a lot of different stuff they're using. They also
Someone who claims to be spraying people came on Coast to Coast?
He was actually part of it, yeah, and he came on the air and told about it.
I didn't know they told the pilots.
You do understand, Paula, that the people that call Coast to Coast, anybody can call that show
and tell a
crazy story?
It was an actual pilot that did this.
How do you know
that? Anyway, also, they also spread the HIV by plane also.
HIV?
Yeah,
wow. I thought it was bloodborne.
They started here in Florida. They went all over the United States. Then they went to Canada. They went to Europe. They spread it all over the place.
I was in Florida.
Now, do you need an open wound in order to actually...
This stuff is so contagious, it's unreal. I mean, we had it...
How come you don't have it?
We were given this back during our polio oral vaccines. That's when it was given to us as children. And, matter of fact, Discovery had the whole program.
You're saying that HIV was in the polio vaccine?
And Discovery reported it?
They gave it, in the oral polio vaccine, yeah.
Sweet.
See, Mark, your eyes have just been closed for so long.
Yeah, but there is a cure for this stuff, okay? But they're not telling anybody.
It's reserved for the Bilderbergers.
Huh?
It's reserved for the Bilderbergers?
No, I said there is a cure for this, and they're not telling anybody.
Right. I was just thinking that obviously if they're spraying it out of planes, that the Bilderbergers must have caught it when they were vacationing down in Florida.
I don't know. All I know is when it was done, it was back during the 40s and 50s, okay, when they did this. It was mutated at Fort Detrick. And anyway, they start here. My doctor knew about it. I mean,
now, have you called your representatives?
Oh, yeah, they know about it, yeah.
Yeah? What are they doing about it?
We're trying to get it stopped.
They're trying to get immunized.
Anyway, no, there is no immunization for this. And I'm going to tell you, it's more contagious than what anybody's saying. It's not a virus. It's a mutated bacteria. Hmm. It's called mycoplasma bacteria.
Sounds scary. Paula, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. All right, you can bring up whatever you want.
Clearly.
By the way, one of our affiliates, the program director at KGEZ, sent me this email here. Throw another bone to you conspiracy theorists out there. The Pentagon, this is from the actual defenselink.mil, from a government website. Okay. The Pentagon Force Protection Agency's Chemical, Biological, Radiological, Nuclear Explosives Directorate, in cooperation with Arlington County, will conduct a comprehensive evaluation of a simulated chemical release. This is, by the way, dated about a month ago. In an urban area in early March, this cooperative test will occur in the Crystal City area and will provide information, blah, 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 in response to a chemical attack. So they will be releasing a colorless, odorless, tasteless, and inert tracer gas that they claim poses no health or safety hazards to people or the environment. And, you know, and then it goes on to tell you more about the gas and, you know, when they're planning it, how they're going to do the tests and all that. So more evidence that the government is indeed releasing some form of chemical up in the sky.
I don't think it's giving us all AIDS, though, as Paula said.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Nor am I going to worry about that. And once again, it doesn't matter. Whether this is true or not, it doesn't matter. And that's not because I'm trying to be all negative and say, oh, you can't do anything. No, you can do something.
Well, if this were true, and it seems to me if they are spraying things out of the back of planes, that they're probably trying to control the weather and not spraying crap on us to kill us. And
well, the purpose here is to
test. For one, we're living longer.
The purpose here was to test response to a chemical attack.
That's what that is. But, yeah. I'm talking about the wider conspiracy to it. Move out of the United States. That's all you can do.
There's a solution, yeah. But for the rest of us that actually want to live here and experience liberty,
I wouldn't want to live here if I thought they were spraying poison out of planes.
Well, she just said it's in Europe too. These conspiracy theorists say it's all over the world. So.
Well, you go to poor countries. I saw a really nice little island called Moreau when I was down in St. Vincent.
Island of Dr. Moreau?
No, just Moreau. Okay. Moreau, something like
gotcha. That. Well, anyway, so once again, just to reiterate, it doesn't matter. Not for our purposes. My point on this show, the purpose here, beyond to entertain, is to enlighten people as to what liberty is all about, what freedom is all about. And talking about this chemical stuff puts you in the realm of the crackpot conspiracy theorist. And I understand there's a little bit of evidence that shows that it's been done in the past. We showed that earlier. Great Britain dusted chemicals over its population for 40 years. Okay, and for various different reasons, whatever the reasons were, the people there are still alive today. People today are living longer than they've ever lived, living longer, healthier lives than ever before. So it's still all of the claims of the conspiracy theorists fall right flat in the face of the evidence of reality. There's that fact. And then there's also, again, the idea that you are put into this world of the conspiracy theorist, where if chemtrails are for real, then weather modification is for real, then all of the other crazy crackpot things they talk about are for real. And before you know it, you've got to pull out the tinfoil hats.
Yeah.
And yeah, lizard people. That's what they believe that stuff, too.
Some
Not
do.
All of them. Some do.
Right. You know, and it's just, it's really difficult to know where does the rabbit hole end for these people.
Right. I, for one, say there's no need to send anyone down the rabbit hole. The liberty message is very simple. Don't harm others. Don't support those who harm others. That's freedom. You can live life how you want so long as you don't hurt anybody. That's the message I'm trying to get across. I'm not trying to talk about all the different evil things government has done. We could pick from a whole smorgasbord of things. Is it smorgasbord or board?
Smorgasbord.
Anyway, we can pick from a whole bunch of things, a cornucopia of things that the government has done that's awful. But the things we choose on this show don't require a leap of faith. They don't require that you accept a claim. You can go and you can look, you can find story after story of police abuse. You can find story after story of government graft and corruption. There's no questioning it. There's no, you know, wondering whether or not it's true. That's what we use on this show, because it's understandable by most of the population. It's something where you can say, here you go, Time Magazine.
or here you go, Fox News, or MSNBC, or whatever the source is. We don't have to go run around through these underground websites trying to unearth the truth about what's going on in the skies, or what's going on with 9/11, or what's going on with you fill in your favorite conspiracy there. Am I making myself clear?
Oh, abundantly. I'm done talking about it.
Me too. But they're not going to be done calling. So
they never are.
I always just have to lay it out there.
We're
again.
Always going to be controlled by our, you know, Jewish banker overlords or whatever if we don't want to talk about whatever the conspiracy theorist du jour wants to talk about. Every single time we are gatekeepers for the Bilderbergers. I just don't care.
It's so ludicrous. And all of these conspiracy people... They're so much, all they do is they talk. All they do is they talk, or that guy sits out on his back porch, smokes his cigarettes, and gets paranoid about, you know, the planes flying through the sky. All your paranoia and your concern and your research does nothing. It does nothing to change anything. We're doing something. We moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get active for liberty. That's real activism. That's something that makes a difference. You guys can do all the research you want. Good luck changing anything.
Smoke cigarettes. Watch the clouds.
1-800-259-9231. We go to Ryan in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan. Ryan in New Hampshire. Going hey, once. Hello.
Yeah. Well, first of all, to Mark, Ivy sends her regards.
Thank you.
Now, I have some news for you from over here in the real world from the New Hampshire State House today.
Okay.
As Dennis told you yesterday, a rider was stuck onto an already horrible bill to try and get an extension for Real ID. Now, today was that hearing. Well, the hearing started today, and there were so many opponents that they had to move to a larger conference area.
That's wow. Always a good thing.
Oh, always. Now... They didn't hear a whole lot about the actual Real ID portion of the bill. They first listened to the bill as it was before, which is already horrible.
And I'm hoping something tangible happened that you'll tell us about, will you?
Sure.
Hang on. 800-259-9231. The fight against Real ID is happening here in New Hampshire, also out in Montana, and I think South Carolina is the other state. There are only three states, so odds are good your state. They're playing right along with the federal government. You're going to have a national ID card soon, but hopefully we can hold the line for freedom. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in Hour 3. It's Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.